From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting the U.S. takes responsibility for targeting an Afghan hospital. A top U.S. military commander in Afghanistan told U.S. lawmakers Tuesday American forces were responsible for Saturday's strike that hit a hospital in Kunduz operated by the medical charity Doctors Without Borders. The attack killed 22 people. Army General John Campbell said Afghan forces requested the strike because Taliban insurgents were firing from the facility.
The decision to provide aerial fires was a U.S. decision made within the U.S. chain of command. A hospital was mistakenly struck. We would never intentionally target a protected medical facility. I must allow the investigation to take its course, and therefore I'm not at liberty to discuss further specifics at this time. However, I assure you that the investigation will be thorough, objective, and transparent.
Doctors Without Borders condemned the October 3rd attack as a grave violation of international humanitarian law and amounting to admission of a war crime. UN envoy Monkey Hamdi told the Security Council Tuesday the peace process in Mali is back on track after violence in August threatened to disrupt a June peace agreement between the government and separatist rebels.
I am pleased to report that the ceasefire and the terms of these agreements are now holding. The CMA and the platform have continued discussions and participated in joint visit with the government ministers to Anifis on 27 and 28 September. The difficulties of these last 2 months show the importance of determined international engagement to prevent escalations and bring the peace process back on track.
Bamako, with the help from the UN Stabilization Force known as MINUSMA, has been trying to restore stability and rebuild following a 2012 coup, renewed fighting and seizure of the north by jihadists. This is VOA News.